Can you please describe how you experience the breath when your awareness is strong and balanced? And in a second question, also, how specifically do you use the breath when the mind is dull? So, maybe go with the dull mind first here. When the mind is dull, then using the, that's where one needs to have a clarity of object or a larger object. Because when the mind is dull, it's hard to engage it in the object of meditation. So that taking the breath, one can, this is when the mind is dull, sometimes this is where an extra a bit of effort or even a bit of force is helpful, in the sense of, you know, very consciously bringing the breath in, filling the body, paying attention to the whole breath, almost exaggerating the breathing. Not when you're sitting in a large group and sort of breathing in and out really loud, but sort of exaggerating the breathing in the sense that one's really taking a full breath and then really consciously letting it go. And that tends to because of the focusing of attention and physical effort that takes, that tends to brighten the mind. One can also do something like counting the breaths, so that when the mind is dull, it's hard to get the mind to engage in a neutral object of the breath, so that taking the breath and counting on the in-breath one, on the out-breath one, in-breath two, the out-breath two, go up to five, go back to one, you know, one to six, one to seven. One of the ways of challenging oneself in counting, and especially when the mind is dull, is that the something like if the mind drifts off into some proliferation or wandering or loses track, then to start over again and just start putting a bit of challenge to it, so that one is having to apply the mind. So that just the applying of the mind is the tool which tends to dispel the dullness, so using the breath. Other ways as well, one can be breathing in and then visualizing the breath going through the body, and especially if when we think of not thinking of the breath as the air that comes in and out of the lungs, but the breath as kind of the breath energy or the energizing principle that the breath signifies. So that breathing through the body, letting the kind of the breath energy go down through your right leg, down through your left leg, down through your right arm, down through your left arm, down through the sort of the core of your front of the body or the back of the body, through the head, just like moving the breath energy around, that tends to dispel dullness. So that these are ways that one can dispel dullness. When the awareness is strong and balanced, that the experience of the breath can experience it in many different ways. It can be, especially when the awareness is strong and balanced, it can be content to just stay at one point. say just the sensation of the breath, just at the tip of the nose. It's a subtle sensation, especially when the awareness is strong and balanced. The body tends to be quite relaxed, so that the breath tends to be quite soft. So then it's just being present at that soft contact of the breath with the tip of the nose, and it can be experienced as just a sensation that's very pleasant. When awareness is strong and balanced, there'll be the body be relaxed, the mind will be at ease. There'll be a sense of well-being and happiness, joy even. Just that sense of being present with the breath coming in, breath going out, be very, very pleasant, very soothing. Can also be experienced as light, rather than it being solely a tactile experience. There can be a visual aspect of it being experiencing light or color or an image of some sort, and that's a part of the experience of the breath as awareness starts to become balanced and stable. And different people are going to experience it in different ways.